Now, next, we will move to the bogus tradesman calling door to door in Kerry. Gardaí have issued a warning. They've been getting reports in mid-Kerry and in Tralee of people calling to houses, falsely advertising themselves as doing landscaping or tarmacadam work. And Gardaí say these people tend to look for cash up front and usually say they've most recently done a job with a neighbour. So you can trust them, Maria. We are joined on the line by Michelle Pocaber, who is Chief Executive of the Crime Victims Helpline. Good morning to you, Michelle. Michelle, first of all, my apologies. Am I pronouncing your surname correctly?
Good morning, Tressa. Yes, you did perfectly.
Oh, good. And thank you. Thank you for your help with that. Michelle, first of all, your response, it seems to me, anecdotally certainly, there's been a rise in recent years of this kind of crime. Is that borne out by the statistics, or is that borne out by the number of people contacting your organisation, the Crime Victims Helpline?
Yeah, so the Crime Victims Helpline, we're the national service for all victims of crime in Ireland. So it's free phone 116006. So we would hear about a really broad spectrum of crime. And what we have seen in recent times is a real increase in scams and fraud happening, you know, online. So cybercrime, especially during COVID. Now, that doesn't mean, though, that old-fashioned kind of fraud and scamming has gone away, unfortunately. So we are still hearing about people who are, you know, somebody comes to their door and offers to do work for them, and one way or another, they end up being scammed out of, you know, large amounts of money, and the work just simply isn't done.
And I know for myself, from someone close to me, they were targeted once by these guys. They knocked on the door, and one man, and there was one, meanwhile, while one person was at the door talking to this person, to the homeowner, another person was up on the roof, and the man was like, the man who'd called to the door saying, "Oh, we're up on the roof there. There's a problem with your roof. You need to get your tiles sorted." It's very aggressive. It's if you're taken by surprise like that, regardless of your age, I think it would almost be very easy to allow kind of events overtake the situation, and before you know it, they're in your home, or they've done the work, or they've managed to get money out of you.
Yeah, so there's a number of ways that kind of rogue traders or bogus callers operate. So sometimes they come across as very nice, very, you know, not pushy at all, and they offer to do one kind of job for you, and that goes okay. And then they find a bigger problem. Oftentimes it's something with the roof. Oh, it's great danger. This needs to be sorted immediately. And then they ask for a larger amount of money, and then at that point, generally, they are gone, you know, in the wind, and the work isn't done, and your money is gone. Now, there's also bogus callers and traders that come to your door and are quite pushy and quite aggressive, where it's more of an intimidation factor, and you feel like you can't say no, and like you're saying, maybe there's already somebody up there doing the work and saying, "Well, we've already done the work, you know, you need to pay us." You know, sometimes it even escalates to them coming into a person's home, having a look around, you know, sometimes taking things at the time, sometimes just scoping it out to see if there's anything of value, and then, you know, seeing if they can come back later to steal those things, you know, for a burglary. So there's a lot of different ways that they operate. They're often very good at what they do. And so what we tell people on the helpline, and when people contact us for, you know, support, it's don't feel bad. Don't feel ashamed. These are professionals, and they are very good at what they do in terms of separating people from their money and doing so in a lot of different ways that can at times seem very legitimate, but it turns out, you know, that they're not honest tradespeople.
Now, we played a video earlier from Age UK, which gives people advice as to how to deal with a situation like that when one of these go-boys calls to your door. If they show you ID, but you're just, I imagine this age, it's quite easy to fake the ID and make it look quite persuasive. Like, what's, how should people deal with that? Or should you just say, look, I have a bad feeling here. I'm not letting you in. No apologies. This is my home. I'm not comfortable here. Goodbye.
Yeah, so we would always say trust your instincts. So if your gut is telling you that something isn't right, it probably isn't. So do try to lean into that, right? That feeling of that something's not quite right, because a lot of these people will use immediacy, use that sense of it's urgent to try to force you to make a decision at the moment, that if you were given time to really be thoughtful about, to really think through, you would probably not make the same choice, right? So they're going to use that sense of urgency to try to get you to override, again, your gut instincts about what's right and, you know, and maybe what's not totally legitimate. And there are a number of things that we do recommend that people do when they are looking to hire someone to do work around the house, you know, on landscaping, tarmac, that type of thing, because it is a minefield, because it isn't always easy to tell who is an honest professional and who is just going to scam you out of your money. So, you know, one of the things that we would recommend is going to websites, right? Seeing if the people have brochures, going to the website, do they have a contact number? Do they have an address? Do they have a VAT registration number, right? Do they seem to have a legitimate, you know, kind of operating address? And another good way to kind of tell if somebody is legitimate is ask, the best way is really to ask your neighbor, ask people that, you know, have they had the same work done? Have they had work done? Were they happy with the person who did it? You know, that's kind of a really great way to find people, just through word of mouth, because if somebody's had a bad experience, they're certainly not going to recommend that person to a friend or a neighbor.
I spoke to someone, he didn't want to come on, but I spoke to someone who's a genuine tradesperson who works in this area, who will landscape your property, who will tarmacadam your property. And he said that a reputable company, a reputable tradesperson will never call door to door.
Yeah, I mean, that is the other thing as well, is just simply opening the door to someone that you don't know. You know, I would always recommend, or we would always recommend, that you look and you see who's at the door before you open it. And that's not always, you know, it's not always easy, because you don't always have the peephole or a window to look through. But we would recommend not opening the door to anyone that you're not familiar with. If you're expecting someone that you've never met before, but you are expecting them, you know, do ask for them to show an ID or to identify themselves before opening the door. Because it is that sense of once that door is open, it can be very hard to close it. Because again, a lot of these tradespeople, or anyone who's kind of maybe doesn't have a legitimate reason to be at your door, they will talk and talk and talk and make it very hard, you know, to close that door again. So it's just, you know, operating with a little bit of caution, you know, being aware of kind of, you know, who's in the area, just like with the guards making that notification. It's great for people to be a little bit more alert around, you know, who's coming to their door, and being extra cautious when hiring someone to do work.
And don't be afraid to say no, because so many of us hate to say no, but there's nothing wrong with saying no. I'm not comfortable. Go away.
And if you hate to say no, or it's very difficult, which again, it can be, just say, not at the moment. I need a little bit of time to think it through. And anyone who's legitimate will give you time to think it through. They will give you contact information. So if you decide that you do want to go with their services, you can contact them, right? So I would say, don't ever feel pressured to make, a snap decision, a decision that you're not comfortable with. Anyone who is, again, legitimate will give you time to think through these things, and give you time to talk to other people to see which way you want to go with the services.
Michelle, thank you very much. We've been speaking to Michelle Pockhaber, who is Chief Executive of Crime Victims Helpline. Michelle, would you give your free phone number one more time for listeners?
Sure. It's 116-006, and that's a free-to-call number. And if people prefer to text, that number is 085-133-7711. They can also email us. They can request to be called by us on our through our website, which is crimevictimshelpline.ie. And we also have web chat on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So whatever way people are comfortable contacting us, we're very happy to provide information and support.
Michelle, thank you so much for your time.